Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you. My cat is also happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. Please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or on a chair, the sofa. Both are fine. All are fine, I should say. And as you get settled, I want to talk about a problem that basically almost everybody I've ever spoken to about their meditation practice has. And that is the problem of consistency. You think, oh, I want to meditate. It's a good idea. I'm going to do it every day. And then you don't do it every day. And then you feel bad. And then you do it. And you're like, oh, this is great. Why don't I do it every day? And then you don't do it every day. And so on. And, you know, totally. Yes, me too. It happens to, I thought everyone, but one time I met someone who said they didn't have this problem. So let's say 99% of people have difficulty with consistency in meditation. And blah, blah, blah. At one point, I remember thinking, well, it's just mathematically impossible that 99% of the people who want to meditate simply do not have sufficient self-discipline. That just doesn't make sense. So it must be something besides discipline. In fact, maybe it's not even an issue of discipline at all. So here's what I think it is. When we meditate, we think, well, I'll just make myself sit down and do it. And then I'll cross it off my to-do list. And that should be all I need. I just need to know how to meditate. And I need to make time to do it. And I need to make myself do it. Yeah, those are good things, but they are apparently not sufficient. So actually, we need three things to make a consistent meditation practice, and knowing how to meditate is just one of them. So in Buddhist thought, these things are called the three jewels, three guideposts on your journey, three treasures that will support you on your spiritual path. Nobody has to be a Buddhist to take advantage of the three jewels. However, I will say that should one ever want to become a Buddhist, which no one ever has to do, it is called taking refuge in the three jewels. So they're big. The first jewel is called Buddha, which means awake. Doesn't necessarily mean a person who is better than you or me and who we wish we could be like, although, you know, I think he probably was better than me and I do wish I could be more like him. But there's not a sense of any difference between you and Buddha in the sense that Buddha began his journey with the same exact tools that you and I possess right now. That's jewel number one. Jewel number two is called Dharma, which means wisdom or path or way, and refers in the Buddha Dharma to the teachings of the Buddha and other teachers. It's just this enormous canon of wisdom that has no end. That's the second jewel, and I'm going to tell you how this relates to your practice and consistency in a moment. And then the third jewel is called Sangha, which means community. So these three, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, are guideposts on the journey, whether you're Buddhist or not. Doesn't matter. So when we sit down to meditate, we automatically have jewel number one, Buddha. We are reestablishing or remembering the connection we have to our own wakefulness. I'm awake. When I sit down to meditate, I am affirming some confidence in my own wakefulness. That's jewel number one, but we leave the other two jewels out of the equation. And it is when we bring them in that the whole thing starts to take root. So how are you going to bring in jewel number two? Dharma. You can study Buddhist things, that's fine, but you don't have to. What is helpful is to read or contemplate or examine your journey as a meditator. what do you notice? What is difficult? What seems to happen? What do you wish would happen that doesn't happen? Can you read things now and then, even if it's a paragraph before you meditate, that sheds some light, that gives you some insight into your journey and what you are doing? That brings in jewel number two, Dharma. The third jewel, Sangha, community, weirdly seems to be the most important of the jewels. I don't know why, because meditation is something you do within yourself. 9 times out of 10, you're doing it alone. Why do you need these other people? Well, I think there's multiple reasons. First, if you ever go and sit with others, whether it's online or in person, the practice anchors itself in a different way. It just feels more buoyant and possible when you are together with others who are sitting within themselves. It's very interesting how that works. Additionally, if you are part of a community in the Open Heart Project, we have a Sangha. It's called the Open Heart Project Sangha. You are warmly invited to join. It's where we discuss the teachings together, where we find joy and delight and companionship and irritation and confusion. The things that make us investigate our journey and our wakefulness and the Dharma on the ground. How do I actually apply these teachings? How do I apply my mindfulness in life? Well, the only place that that is discovered is with others, in relationship, in community, with Sangha. So Sangha is where the rubber meets the road. It's where the teachings come to life. So you, my friend, could ask yourself, how do I bring all three jewels into my practice? Well, I know how to meditate, because you do. So I got that one. I got jewel number one. Check. How am I going to examine my experience as a meditator? Am I going to read something? Am I going to listen to a talk on a video? Am I going to journal about my practice or my experience as a spiritual journeyer? Then you got jewel number two. And who am I going to share this with? Am I part of a Sangha? Please join the Open Heart Project Sangha. I'll just say that again. Or if there's someplace in your community where you can sit with others in person, that's fantastic. Or if you have a friend who wants to practice too, you can just say to them, they don't even have to live in your town, they don't have to live in your country, let's practice together tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. my time, whatever time that is for you. And then you just text each other, I'm sitting, you're sitting, let's begin. And at the end, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, however long it is, you just say, thank you, goodbye. So the sense of being held in a space with someone else can look like all sorts of things. But I encourage you to find a way to feel connected to other people as you meditate. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. When you have all three, consistency in your practice will take root. And yeah, I'll just say one more thing about the Open Heart Project Sangha. It was designed, created to offer all three jewels. We meditate together, we talk about the journey, we delight and irritate and mostly delight each other. Even if you never talk, you know they're there. So however you can find the three jewels, I'll just say that again, please do and keep me posted. Okay, that's it. Please begin your practice by relaxing. And here, relaxing means be as you are. Exactly, as you are. Your body be as it is. Let your heart be as it is. and let your mind be as it is. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Sit up straight, but with a sense of ease and delight. And let the front body be soft. You can relax your belly a lot. Relax your shoulders. The mouth is closed. Breath is natural, in and out through the nose, meaning you're already really good at breathing, so just keep doing that. The eyes are open because we're practicing being awake. The gaze is soft and cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And let there be a sense that your vision mixes with space rather than targets anything in space. And soften your brow. Let your attention come to rest on your breath, which does not mean observe or notice that you're breathing. It means feel that you're breathing. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Your mind will continue to produce thoughts, just like your eyes continue to see and your ears continue to hear. There's no particular off switch. No problem. 90%+ of your thoughts will come and go on their own while you are maintaining most of your attention on the breath. That's good. However, if you notice that you become so absorbed in a line of thought, not a thought, a line of thought, to the point where you spaced out, you forgot about your breath. Okay, that's very good. Now you're not meditating anymore, but now you know that. So notice that you're thinking. Don't just push it away. Notice it. You can label that moment silently thinking. Let go. Whether the thought is important or trivial or beautiful or vicious or boring, doesn't matter right now. Just let go. Gently come back and begin again, feeling the body breathe. So we'll sit together in silence for a little while until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. Till next time.